Let's give them something to talk about. I see the energy running out. I got a planet to run around. Okay. Okay.
All right on. So this is our new start time. I don't know.
is this the new start time?
Yeah, 7:05. It may be. Hopefully, it's like Thursday. I don't know. I like doing an evening thing. Certainly, I want to be home, you know, with family. But the evening thing, it's quiet in the gym, and
yeah, we don't have to hear the music.
Yeah, and the chances are, look, we already got four people in, so that's like
five.
It's probably my five. It's so that's my family.
That's like three.
You go to the comments. See like if anybody
four more people to start with us anyway.
Can you see the comments?
Yeah,
yeah, we can when they start saying something. Okay. So Kendra's family, say hi.
I know.
So you want
Cynthia better be on?
Oh, that's good. Oh, look at hey, Cynthia better be on. She got her friends going. So the picture, put that picture back up real quick, Jamie. So that cover sheet, because that's a good story. So
that is so good. I lost it when you posted
that. It's a little bit of a payback. So
it is a payback. It's terrible. Best person. Because
that's someone actually said to me today, I thought that was you.
I swear we could be related.
Someone said that, and it was Kendra's attempt to impersonate me. Yes. So I'm notorious when I coach early in the mornings. I like to document that I was there that early in the morning. Like the hardworking affiliate owner rolling up the garage door. I need to do one of those things where I set the tripod up and I walk up and open the garage door.
You got the lights going off.
It's 4:30 in the morning. He's rolling up the garage doors. So I like to film myself and like put it online, you know, because a little bit of break. Hey, yeah, look, I'm still doing the early morning classes. And so I did one that morning. But when I do it, I don't know why I got in this habit of like filming myself out there, because I want to prove that I was there, not just shooting, you know, someone shooting video. But what I didn't realize is that I freaking squint every time, because I'm in total denial. I won't get on with my phone with these glasses and do it. I gotta do it without. And so Kendra, later that day, because
you've done it multiple times.
Yeah, you've done it dozens of times.
So on her own. That's why she's part-time comedian. On her own, no one put her up to this. Yeah, on her own, went and got a hat in our gift shop that matched a red hat, which was great. The hat was awesome because I do like that hat. I wear that hat. And then shot a video. But the best part of the Instagram post that she did of that one, it was funny as hell. Were the people, someone laughing in the background.
Brittany, just like out loud
laughing. That was the funniest part. So I thought I'd put that in on our post today.
I wish that, was that a post or was that a story?
No, it was a story.
It was a story.
It'd have been so good if we had that video.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's somewhere.
I got it. We could pull it up. It was pretty damn good.
I love it when you put it as your photo too.
Yeah, yeah. Instagram something.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Landry today said that. Oh, I saw that picture because I thought it was you, and then I had realized it was Kendra because she's on the. Damn it!
What does that mean for me?
I know
you nailed the impersonation. Is what it is.
It's all
the squint. It was the squint
and the hat and the
bandit. It's all like I said. You nailed the impersonation
with no. Best was as you were turning. There was no one in the picture.
There was like two people going. No, there was some. Jackson and Vincenzo were going.
Yep.
That was so good.
Anyway, so welcome, Kendra. I do a little bit of background check as I go through this, and you know, before you come on, and what I didn't realize, because I always think of you as kind of a newer member, but you've been with us since 2018.
Yeah,
that's not new.
I know.
It's true.
Yeah, and we'd be so. And Kendra, just you know, kind of claim to fame for Kendra, is one of the first athletes. I think we've had one or two others, maybe, and probably Alessandra when she first. No, because she was pregnant when she was turned 35. Maybe Alessandra qualified for, but the first. Other than a professional athlete in our gym, first one to qualify for age group semifinals and open semifinals.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal this year, especially because they cut the numbers way down. So qualifying was particularly difficult.
and
a lot too.
Yeah,
1%, man.
Yeah, went from 10 to 25 right. to 1.
Yeah,
it's kind of drastic change. Yeah, 25 right. to 10% was like, yeah, that's doable, yeah. but 1% changed yeah. it.
Kendra did the age group semifinals, and you moved up.
A lot
in yeah. that, which is really cool too. That's always satisfying. She didn't make the games this year. I sent her a message to take note of, because it's not lost on the veterans who have been in this a long time, and know and follow the sport, but there are, especially among the OG CrossFitters, the OG CrossFitters that are like, that have always showing up at the games for multiple years, they stay in it.
Mm-hmm. They're still doing the open.
They're still doing the qualifiers, and they're, you know, so, and they're, and the ones they'll qualify for the games, and then they just won't accept the invitation. There's some that won't accept the invitation, but a lot of them do. And it's one of the misconceptions that athletes have, and when they're training for this, they think, you know, they're in their late 20s or early 30s, and they think, okay, you know what? I'm not going to make it as an open athlete, but I'll make it as a master's athlete. And then they forget that all the games athletes also continue to stay in it, and you're still training against the same people. And this year's no exception. The number of people that were in your age group, not only the individual athletes that train to and past individual athletes, but I reminded her all of the team athletes, right, from past teams that are now in their middle, late 30s.
40s.
Yeah. some maybe now. Well, there's a few of them that are approaching 50 or 50 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are still going to the games. But that's a very impressive accomplishment for someone that came to Diablo so late in your career in terms of being an athlete, to get where you are, especially since you have a full-time job as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
And why don't you tell people, what you do?
Yeah. So, I work at John Muir. I'm a triage nurse. So, I get to sit at a desk, which sounds kind of boring, but it is not boring. We just get calls after calls, and you just don't know what you're going to get. So,
who are the calls from?
Patients. So patients will call in and say, you never know, like, hey, I have chest pain. Hey, I'm having an anxiety attack. Hey, I'm suicidal. And you have to determine what we need to do with them.
Schedule. Do you ever get the interesting ones? Like, hey, I got something stuck inside me.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. But it's wild though. Like the people who like should go to the ER, a lot of times like, nah, I don't want to go to the ER. It's like,
too much of a hassle.
Why did you call me? Like, why are you calling versus the people who are like, yeah, you've called 3 times today. Like, oh, you're really? Okay. And it's like, nah, I need to go to the ER. Yeah. So it's just a different type of nursing. You kind of have to know everything. I mean, pediatrics, OB, mental health, you know, everything. So
jack of all trades, essentially.
Got to know everything and kind of determine, and you have to, you know, you listen on the phone. You can't see them, so you have to go from what they're telling you. And some of them are demented.
Assuming that's true too.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Correct. So it's been wild. I just changed to that job in November, so I was mainly like an outpatient nurse, so I saw patients directly, but changed my role there. And so,
are you sitting all day?
I am, which is a huge change, you guys. Yes, okay, so. You know, the nurses who are in the hospital on the floor running around like that active. Is crazy.
Yeah.
So this one, it's also crazy because I'm sitting all day and it is so hard just to, you know, try to stretch, on your breaks. And
do you have like stand up?
I do. I'm the only one there that has a stand up desk. So I utilize that a lot. But it's a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
Wow.
It's different type of nursing. We all have our kind of specialties and some think, you know, oh, it's easy. But, you know, when you guys talk about like CNS fatigue, like, you know, Craig, you've talked to me about it, a ton of just like you're mentally, no matter what job you have, you know, full-time job.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with people all day,
that
really kind of affects you.
I mean, you take it on some of the stuff that they're
absolutely
some of their trauma in some capacity.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you take it far. I mean, people yell at you all the time or, you know, are not always the nicest or the most appreciative. And sometimes it's taken me a couple times when I get here, a couple minutes to just kind of reset. I'm maybe not the most happy person when I get here.
You actually, you know, when we measure our, the people that come through that door, especially versus me, you're one of the nicest people that come into this gym. And so, I will tell you right now, I know why they chose you for that job. And if you want to avoid that job, you need to start being a little meaner when you go to work.
Take a note.
I'm shocked I haven't got on my review yet. Hey, you're kind of rude. I mean, come on, man. At a certain point, you got to be like, tell me what you need. Like, I don't need your life story. Like, just tell me.
Right. And that's the way I would be with them. Like, you know,
get to the point.
Ask people in the gym, hey, how's your shoulder? Well, you know, about 2 weeks ago, boom, boom. And I'm like, okay, look, I don't need the backstory.
Right.
Just tell me how your shoulder is today.
Yeah. Right. And it's a fine balance of like being caring, but like I care, but I don't really care.
You got to be empathetic.
You know? Yeah. But you know, at some point you just gotta, man, sometimes these elderly just like want to chat. Oh. They're lonely. Oh, but I mean, we're on a call, we're on a time frame, man. Yeah. So it's a balance. Right.
There's more people that need help.
I know there are.
Spit it out.
I have five other people on hold right now. But yeah, so sometimes it's not, it's hard to not bring it to the gym. And I think that's with anyone though. I mean, anyone that works, I mean, I think that's a thing that we have to work on is just shutting it off.
Separating it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you switched to this new role because I used to see you at different times in the gym, you know, you would come early in the morning and then you do, you know, midday stuff and you're not doing that anymore. Now it's pretty much end of day stuff.
I was sometimes in the morning with Cynthia.
Oh, that's
right.
Then,
5 a.m. And then I would kind of do a double day. But then I would be like here at 5 to, you know, 7:30. Now I'm usually here, you know, 3:30 to like 5:30. So a little earlier in the day. So I get a bit of an evening now and it's kind of nice. Like it's been really nice for me and David and we actually get to have like dinner together and
that's nice.
He doesn't have to make me dinner all the time.
David, David is her husband.
Yeah. Fiance. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's coming there.
David is her fiance. Super fit bro.
Yes.
Handsome.
Yeah, firefighter, paramedic. We like to swap stories. I was like, God, how stupid are people? Like, no.
Just share each other's
seriously
face bombs for the day.
Seriously, though, it's a little annoying because it's like all the check boxes, right?
I know.
He's handsome, he's super fit, and he's a firefighter. Like, okay.
I know, with the nurse, so cliche. You're right. Like, what? I know.
How did you meet?
I know. We actually met at our CrossFit gym from back in Boise.
Yeah. Really?
With Ferdinand, right?
He was, okay, sorry, backstory. I don't know.
No, that's fine. Yes,
it's funny. He was a member there and I mean, we knew each other and everything. And then one day, I mean, I always thought he was like cute, you know, and one day he's like, all right, I'm coaching you guys today. And I thought he was kidding. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, but yeah, yes, I am. I'm coaching you. And so, you know, he's a little offended that I didn't think he could coach, you know, but I like to brag. He taught me how to do toes to bar and so we friendship blossomed from there.
That's awesome.
Yep. CrossFit brings people together, man.
Yeah, it does. We had, you know, we have a policy where we said, you know, coaches are not allowed to date members.
I mean, I taught Christy how to get her first muscle up.
Before
we started dating.
I mean,
at Diablo, one of the conversations Yvonne and I laugh about this, we go to weddings, is we've had 13 couples meet here.
Really?
And get married. 13. So if nothing else, like, you know, I'm standing at the gates of, you know, heaven. What'd you do? I did that, you know? Yeah. We connected all those people. And then some of them have kids. Like, it's kind of cool to think about. But CrossFit people that get together, that's, I love that.
When you have everything in common like that. I mean, I have my best, when we moved here, like I knew no one. And now my best friends are here. Mm-hmm. I mean, my family is here, you know, of the Arcs Plus group. And I don't know. It's a special place.
If you troll her Instagram or Facebook, it's pretty much CrossFit.
Yeah.
If you know CrossFit, like everybody's fit. Boy, everybody's really fit in your pictures.
There's a reason for that.
How many hours this year, you've made progress. I'd like to think, if I look back at your, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I look back at your fitness over the last 7 years, I feel like you've made gains every year.
Yeah.
And now you're at the point, because last year you went to the NorCal Classic, you took second in your age group. And again, Northern California has a formidable group of women. yeah. that are 35 plus.
That was intimidating.
Which is where the OGs are, right? Yeah. People have been doing CrossFit here in the Bay Area a long time. And you took second at that. So and this year, you know, I feel like you're better than last year. Your lifts are heavier. Your gymnastics are better. How many hours a week are you training to achieve that, for those performance gains year over year, especially this many years in?
Yeah. Well, it's helped because I have Jackson Miller as my coach, who's been super helpful. And we've been following training programs. You know, we were, you know, he was doing his training and we do Krieger now, with little mix of, you know, PRs and everything, kind of sometimes a mix. And, gosh, I mean, I feel like I'm here all the time.
It's not work. It's here.
It is. I take usually Wednesday off and Sunday off. And then all the other days, you know, putting in time, couple hours. It's supposed to be sometimes, you know, 90 minutes, but you know, that 90 minutes changes to two and a half hours.
Once you start chatting with people too.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I mean, you want to feel good and warm up for it too. Yeah. Now I'm starting to have to warm up a little bit longer rather than just jumping in.
I had this conversation.
Struggles earlier. Struggles with the age. I used to, when I was younger, just jump in and start working out. You can't do, and it's so frustrating, because that's actually a little bit of a frustration and why I think some people like step away from working out, because the prep time to work out
takes up more, it does. More just energy altogether.
Right.
It does. And it's just like, you know, if you rush it, you're going to get hurt. It's not going to feel good. So it's like, what was the point if you're not? I mean, luckily, again, like David's been super, you know, helpful at home, making meals, you know, being understanding, at least with him doing CrossFit as well. Like, he gets it. Like, sorry, that is going to be a long session. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 140.
How much, are you counting your macros?
Yeah. So I do, when I started, I was really strict about it, which was probably not healthy. Of course, the girl in me was like, I'm going to try, you know, track macros and I'm going to lose weight.
You want to lean out.
I wanted to lean out. I wanted to lose weight. And that is
was strength kind of like one of those things?
Oh,
like
I
when
needed,
you started
well,
that, was
I
that
needed
one of your,
strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to get strong, but I thought me getting strong was leaning out, losing weight.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I just follow my Fitness Pal, but it's a lot healthier now. Yeah.
Tell me two things. Well, first of all, just for the audience that's out there, if you want to figure out, if a girl does CrossFit, you ask them how much they weigh and they spit it out immediately.
They won't yell at you or give you the heat.
Oh, no.
Don't even hesitate. Like, put it out there right away.
Oh, here
I don't care.
No qualms. Like, let it rip, which is awesome. But a couple things I want to know, because I've been sitting around and I talked to a doctor today about my protein consumption and calorie consumption. Mm-hmm. The new norm for protein is, especially if you're training, is a gram of protein per pound of body weight.
That's what I heard too. George told me that.
And it used to be back
per lean body mass.
Here we go.
Wasn't it?
Back in my day,
yeah.
You know, when Arnold talked about it many times in his encyclopedia bodybuilding, it was 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. That's half of what they're telling you today. And the numbers now are, even as you age, need to be higher because of the absorption rates. Yeah. And your body can really almost take in a 2 hour period of time, almost take all of the protein that you can consume, you know, up to 100 grams, they said, and process that, which is really remarkable. But anyway, I wanted to get a feel if you don't mind talking about it.
No,
because these are important things that as you have a full-time job and then you're training, what is your protein? What's your target for protein? And what's your calorie target?
Yeah, I should grab my phone. So I only know the calorie on the top of protein on the top of my head, because we were just talking about it with Kareem and George. I have 138 grams a day.
Yeah, so you're about
and it's wild because Amy, do you remember Amy? Mm-hmm. Coach Amy.
Yeah.
She helped me kind of get my number. She still says I'm way too low.
Yeah.
The first time I asked her though, she's like, you're eating like a child. Like, you're not eating enough. And it was true. I'm a little fluffier, but I mean, I'm able to lift more.
Performance is better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's what we forget, especially as girls, we want to be, you know, and guys too, but, we think less is better, and it's not. I mean, I feel like garbage if I miss a meal. And so that's with work. I have to make sure I've packed all my meals. You know, I'm tracking that and I'm eating my snacks when, I mean, I'm constantly eating. I feel like at work when I can between calls. So that's important for any full-time job, I feel, but you have to plan it out. Yeah. I mean, pack my lunches, do meal prep every Sunday or Monday and pack everything.
Are you hungry all throughout the day when you eat, or are you eating without being hungry?
It's wild. I think depending on my training, if I've been training hard, I mean, I feel like I need to, and I don't have that knowledge, which I would love to have that knowledge. I feel like I should probably be adjusting that as my training kind of changes. Yeah. Sometimes I am hungry, but again, you know, you get your cravings and everything. I'm not one to shy away from a cookie or a sweet. So it's, for the most part, I'm pretty satisfied though, but the protein thing is huge. Like I definitely know if I didn't eat enough protein, you know,
What's your protein of choice?
That's a good question.
Usually I do chicken, ground beef. We do ground bison as well.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of alternate it. I'm pretty boring. I'm lucky where I can handle like the same breakfast for a year. I've eaten the same breakfast.
The routine is set.
It is. And
you,
I know.
You know why reinvent the wheel?
I know. It's easy to track.
No, you know what though? So I think about the people in this gym that are lean, fit, and competitive have that same habit.
Yeah.
You know, Yvonne, Kim, Maddie, like all the people that I see eating in here and heating up their food, it is. It's the same thing. I do the
same type of wear.
Since Yvonne does my meal prep, mine is too. And that doesn't bother me. I ask the hungry thing too, because there's, you know, as I get up in the morning, I'm fasted and I go for a hike and then I come back. I was talking to my doctor today and I said, you know, I'm not hungry. After I do that in the morning, I'm not hungry. Like I have to kind of force myself to eat to get the protein numbers that I should be getting. And I think that's one of the benefits of fitness at a higher level, right? When you really start to push yourself, getting the proper sleep and doing all the recovery, is that food becomes less of a mouth pleasure and more of a fuel source.
Yeah.
Food is fuel. And you almost have to think, Yvonne, you know, forces herself to eat, you know, she's in and, you know, has her whole meal plan same way and very, very strict.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because, you know, you always think you should be stricter. I mean, I do cheat meal a lot and I mean, but it's again balanced because I don't want this to be so, I still want to enjoy life. We still want to do date nights. We still want to go out with friends and it's just like, I mean, I'm not going to let this just completely rule.
Overwhelm you.
I still want to enjoy it. And I mean, I enjoy every single meal that I have. Yeah. Like I've never had to force myself to eat anything, which is good.
But what's nice about that is that you, when the rest of it, like the 80% is kind of standardized.
Right. It is.
You can make adjustments.
Totally. Yes. Right. Exactly.
So like on the fly, make adjustments.
Right. Yeah. So it's nice and it keeps it easy. And I should, like I said, I probably needed to get it adjusted sometime here.
Just tool it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the lesson from that, I think for people that are listening is to come up with the staple meals, a list of staple meals that are easy to prep, easy to put together. Don't take a lot of time. Have those in your bag, like have those throughout the week. And then you know, if you're going to have the cheat meals or you're going to eat out of those are okay, but always have those.
Right. Just always like, you know, breakfast, lunch, you know, most dinners, you know, and I do it really easy. Cynthia makes fun of me. She's like, how do you survive? I'm like, I don't know what to make for dinner sometimes, you know, and it's like, you know, just getting creative, but it can be really simple, you know, like a taco salad, like perfect, you know.
So. Got some ground beef.
Exactly. Pan. It doesn't have to be. I'm not a cook. I like to bake, but I'm not the big. That's David's job. I'm trying.
So you were up in Boise, and then you came down here in 2018. How many years were you doing CrossFit before you came down
here? I started in 2014.
Okay.
I was just a little string bean, knew nothing. I was a runner. My background is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my background is distance running.
Like cross country.
Yeah. Wow. Cross country. Yeah. You would never know. a lot skinnier.
But how much do you think you moved back then, like weight wise?
That's true. I'm nothing.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me though, in my mind though, because running now, I mean, it's a different experience. Yeah. Running, I was just, I used to love to run. I was so light. And now I've just like, feel like a tank running down the road, just trying to move.
Muscle mass, right?
Yeah. But it's great. Yeah.
When did you start getting competitive and thinking about competition as part of your CrossFit?
Gosh, I mean, not until I came here. Yeah. I mean, I was still pretty new. I felt newish here, back at Verdant, you know, great gym. They were very competitive there. I mean, I was not even they had like RX plus class there too. And I was definitely not at that level at all. I think it was a couple years in here, maybe even 2019, we got Brave to try the RX plus class. Oh, yeah. But you know, I've been telling people, I didn't have a ring muscle up. I barely maybe had a one bar muscle up. My weights weren't very, you know, good, but we were welcomed with open arms and look what happened.
I just saw out there on the PR board. You had what, 5 ring muscle ups over there?
I know people of the internet don't make fun of me.
But the thing is, you're still making progress,
yes,
right?
Yes. So, I mean, it's a long journey. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's yeah. Right, so in here, it became more like, you know, because we had so many great people that, you know, could push you here. I think not until, you know, a few years ago, I was like, hey, I think I'm okay at this. Like,
was that the year you went team?
Yes, that's probably what started it.
Team pushed you forward.
Oh my gosh, we were so nervous. Cynthia and I were so nervous. I cried. I couldn't hit a 125 snatch. How many times have you guys seen me cry?
I've seen a lot of people cry in this gym.
But, yeah.
Kendra, there's very few people in the gym that get as excited as Kendra is when she does something, you know, that she hasn't done before.
Yeah.
You know, hitting a PR on a lift. I've seen it. she'll, you know, she's doing the workout for time. She'll stop to celebrate.
And do the leg kick.
Do the leg kick and let everybody know that she did it. I mean, and look at all the people that, you know, that have been cheering her on the whole time and thanking them. And then she'll also, on the other end of it, when it doesn't go well, I've seen Kendra take the 400 meter fuck walk.
Yes.
Both ends of the spectrum.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I've done that walk several times when things don't go well and you got to get away from people.
Yeah.
And you got to go out and walk down the street and swear.
Take a breath.
Yeah. Take a breath, come back and then regroup.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you're not alone. That's happened.
Yeah. It's a journey, man. Yeah. I mean, from, you know, I'm just thankful that I can do what I can do from like my history, you know, so.
So you had mentioned earlier injury.
Yeah. Right?
Was that something that happened prior to like while you were doing cross country or running? Like...
Yeah. So I was summer of eighth grade. I was, you know, summertime, you know. We lived out in the country and at like the trampoline and, you know, in the water underneath the trampoline, I was just got my front flip down. I thought I was so cool. So I was like, oh, let me try a backflip. And I just chickened out halfway. And the way I landed actually broke my back. And so
where did you break it at?
My L4, L5.
Okay.
So it just went. Yep. And so, you know, that was super eighth grade, you know, don't know what's, you know, going on. So long, long story short,
that was eighth grade.
Wow. I got to wear a back brace for 3 months and, it was just kind of traumatizing.
I mean,
and,
you're lucky to still
come
out on top. Yeah.
I mean, one of my legs was completely numb. My poor mom gave her a heart attack. I mean, she got me off the trampoline. She just don't know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so had surgery, was in the hospital for, this was back before they like turned you around real quick, but you know, was in the hospital for a while and they fused my back together. And then I started distance running. And then I ran for college. And then my first year of college, my back was starting to really, really hurt again. And they found that the fusion, both fusions on each side had broke again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, from just like the impact
I guess
from running.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I had another back surgery. So, yeah. So I'm thankful I can do half the stuff that we can do here. I mean, again.
And still making progress.
And still make progress. Yes.
Love that.
So you see the big back scar. That's why. But it's cool. I mean, we can still push through. I mean, poor Maddie and her knee. It's crazy. Rod, you know, just we all kind of have our stories, but we kind of just keep showing up and my mom was always like, are you sure you should be doing that? And
yeah, I actually, I'm sure that's probably one of those things in the back.
Yeah. For... But, and you know, I always hurt more though, if I don't do something. Have you guys noticed that? Like if you just don't move, mm-hmm. you just actually hurt more.
Yep. Yep.
And so I think, you know, if you have an injury, that's where, mm. it, you know, can exacerbate more. Yeah. So.
The, one of the difficulties is with injury is the having to, you know, Madeline struggled with this, is having to deal with being less than.
Yes.
And thinking the entire time, everything's going in reverse. Yeah. I'm going to come back. I'll, by the time I heal, everybody's going to be way ahead of me.
Yeah, right. Right.
And it's, and you know, it's part of the mind games of being competitive with yourself, but it's one of those things that once you get come out on the other side, you realize, oh, okay.
Right. Or even our, though, or, sorry to interrupt, or even our postpartum ladies, like I know that's hard. I mean,
that's another one. Yeah.
Gosh. But yeah. I mean, how amazing are they?
Yeah, they really are.
Amazing. Really. Like, I mean, Cynthia's beating me in workouts already. And she's, I mean, like, my gosh, it's right. just really cool to see that, you know, everyone keeps showing back up and it's pretty awesome.
Bouncing back way quicker.
Yeah.
Dude, that really is remarkable. Annalise George now with her fourth pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, each one, man, was just like, she starts getting, it's about when she, maybe it's about when she starts beating Brian.
Yeah. I think.
You think there's some sabotage happening?
That's so good. The age group workouts. What were your thoughts on the age group workouts?
I actually really liked the age group workouts. Okay. Just from a point for me, squatting is not, I'm not a huge squatter. I don't really lie.
So that was a win for you.
I will power anything that I can. I mean, you saw my crazy snatches. Right. Like I will power if I can. And then ring muscle ups, obviously I kind of, I struggle with those. So bar muscle ups, I'm fine another with bar right. muscle ups. So another win. So it's just wild, the programming. You
did
know,
did you repeat any of the workouts?
I don't think.
I feel like you might have repeated like the first one. Didn't you have to repeat the first one that you guys did?
Maybe not. I don't think so. I did repeat the open workout though. I know I repeated.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Because I tripped on my double unders a couple times. Yeah. I definitely redid that one. Oh my gosh, isn't that pathetic that I can't even remember? I mean, it was a blur. It was a lot of work.
I was going to say, you've done a lot of workouts. Man. So they tend to blend together after some time.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. I do remember one particular workout, though, because it was kind of a big deal for you. And you were worried about this workout. You're petrified.
Which one?
Yeah. Was the...
A snatch.
Oh my gosh.
So we got a video for you.
Oh, Lord.
heavy Isabel.
Are we going to get a leg kick?
Yeah, this one, I'm sure you will, actually.
This one here was after she got the 145. This was your PR, right?
It was.
She tied her PR. Yeah. She tied
seven her, times.
Yeah. Seven, yeah, so eight,
eight,
nine,
eight,
ten?
Eight times. Eight times.
Think, but it was after she got it, she turned and she, like, you know, everybody was sitting there. Like, that was her expression, which was... Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. I did a leg kick then too. Yeah. Why I do that?
It's excitement.
It was. Yeah. And it was cool. You know, Bailey, one of my girlfriends back home, I had texted you, Craig. She had saw that and she, you know, sent her the link to my video because she's always been a huge cheerleader of mine, you know, and she's like, it's so cool how people just support you there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how it is with everyone. I mean, she's like, you can just hear people so excited in the back for you. Mm. I mean, Cynthia's crying. Dax is crying because everyone's yelling.
Twerking,
poor baby. Yeah. And so it's just like, you know, it's a cool environment that like, it makes it special when you do, you know, get your PRs, like people know how much work you put into it.
Yeah. The first workout was the clean bar muscle up workout. 1-1-2-2-3-3.
Yeah.
Three,
yeah. I did pretty good. I did good at that one.
Yeah. That's that, again, power cleans, right?
Yeah. Power cleans. Again, if it was squat, man, different story. No.
I think that was intended to be a squat clean.
Two is the row and then the shouldered overhead.
I hated that one.
Yeah. Sandra, really? Why? Because of the rowing?
Because I went against Sandra and Cynthia and they're like row queens.
Okay.
And
so you're more so comparing yourself against them. I see.
No, but I mean, rowing is just like, you know, shorter. I mean, excuses, but But right. I mean, I'm not one to, you know, go like to be on a row or a long amount of time.
Yeah. No, it's a limit. It's a limiter for sure. Yvonne, for my wife as
Yeah. It's just not a favorite movement of mine. I've worked on it. Jackson's had me work on it a lot. And
it's a big, it's a big athlete movement.
It is. It is. So, yep.
And then three was the handstand. You did this one last, I think.
The handstand walk?
No, I think you did that one second to last. That one wrecked me.
Yeah, this was the 30-foot handstand walk, 30 pull-ups, and then burpees over the dumbbell and toes to bar.
That's the
ball. That one,
That one, I think I was most upset out because it's funny. You're like, you see it on paper, and you're like, oh, that one's for me. I've got that one. I'm going to smash that one. I get to it. I'm going to do the first round. And I'm like,
that's the rule of thumb. If it looks easy on paper, it's hard. And if it looks hard on paper, it's easy.
And that's what was the most frustrating thing is just like, I thought I was going to do so good at that, you know, and it is what it is.
What about it? Do you think that you were not happy about
it? What did you struggle with? Was it toes to bar you struggled with?
I think what it was, I had so much lat fatigue from the cleans, the bar. I had done all the bar muscle ups the day before. And then the rowing as well. So I think there was just a lot of fatigue coming in from that, where it was just, I felt like I was a baby CrossFitter again, where I was doing like singles and doubles.
Feel like you have no midline.
No midline.
I think with that one, like Yvonne said the same thing too, because it's like, or Kim said the same thing.
Oh, Kim did.
Kim said the same thing. She remember seeing her lay on the ground on the burpees. Like she had no hip to pop up on the burpees because coming off the toes to bar and the pull ups, like your hip is a lot of your hips.
These were really good workouts.
Yeah. They were.
A fun. I cannot wait to do that one again.
Yeah.
And like prove to myself that. And handstand walks, I've come a long ways in handstand walks. So I'm not the fastest handstand walker, but I could do them now. Yeah. And it was just a little disappointing. That one I was most disappointed with.
The next one was the 150-foot dumbbell overhead walking lunge, and then alternating. This one was a sprint.
Yes, that one we did last.
Alternating dumbbell snatches. This I watched you do this one. Yeah. It was fun to watch with the 50 box jump overs. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a strength for you. And you move just like it was a sprint. Yeah. What's remarkable to me are the times that the top athletes are putting in.
It's wild.
Well, that's true, right? It's really remarkable, but yours was like, I was like, man, no one's going to beat her on that one.
Yeah. Well,
I know. And then you see like, holy crap, who are these people?
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. I told Jackson at the end, I said, cause he was gonna, you know, he's like, I'll go with you, but you know, I'll just like, I'll kind of be, you know,
Just to pace.
Yeah. To pace me. And at the end, I was like, oh, Jackson, thanks for going easy on me. And like, pacing. He's like, I didn't go easy on you. I don't know if he's lying, but no,
he did.
And that made me feel good. But that's
good. And then the last one, of course, was the snatches, which was Isabel. And did you that one last, right?
I did. Nice and fresh. Oh, that's another probably reason why like my everything was sore, you know, when you get your PR.
More hips.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. So good overall good workouts, good experience.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the double judge thing was a little bit of a hassle. It was definitely a community thing where people came in and had to help. And thank you guys for being there. And
It worked out all right at Diablo.
It did.
And Jamie's always been a head judge.
Yeah.
And so he's always here in that role. And then he acts as a backup judge in case someone's not there, but he's always like at the open. He's the head judge at the open. And he's always walking around. We've always kind of mimicked what CrossFit has done in that regards. And that's helpful. It keeps our judges on point. It's hard to be a judge because you want to cheer. You don't want to disappoint. Yeah. No reps are hard to give to people, especially if it's a friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And having a head judge there helps with that. So that process was fine.
I think it was actually really good too, because it's a step in the right direction that CrossFit was trying to make as far as keeping it more consistent. Granted, I mean, especially with now knowing that they're following through with, you know, the stuff that didn't work out right. The judges that didn't have whatever credentials.
It's interesting listening to the online criticism, and I get the online criticism that, or the social media criticism with the processes, and you know, not every affiliate's going to run it right the first year.
Yeah.
Maybe even the second year, it's going to take a little while to get through this. What I do like as an affiliate owner, even though it's a pain in the ass running these things, is that they're putting an emphasis on doing workouts in the affiliates.
Yeah.
and making the affiliates part of the process. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, and I go on a rant, you know, the affiliates are the indoctrination centers for everything. For the athletes, we create the athletes, we create the judges, we create the volunteers, we create the fans, we create all your social media followers. That all happens in an affiliate. It's not happening, you know, outside of that. Maybe a small regards in garage gyms, but for the most part, it's happening in affiliates. So to put it back in the affiliates and trust the affiliates with the part of the process is good. That brings us to the team workouts.
I like that lead in.
That was great.
Yeah.
I do like to see everything come back. It's a big responsibility. There were some affiliates that couldn't handle it. They're smaller affiliates. Yeah.
But I would tell affiliate owners, this is what we want. We don't want everything away from the affiliates. You want the sport is part of this. It's ingrained in what we do. It's the ultimate representation of what we do every day in the gym. And it's really cool to see what the athletes do with them. We learn from, I've said this before, it's even in our mission statement. That we learn from the athletes, a lot of the equipment that we have in the gym, and a lot of the way we do things, a lot of the way Jamie writes programming is based upon what he's learned in his years of competing and coaching top level athletes.
Yep.
That's huge for us and why it needs to continue to be a part of it. But anyway, that we come to the team workouts and it's a little bit different situation. Boy, they leveled up with no warning for the affiliates. Did you guys see these workouts yet?
We were just looking at them before.
It starts out with five rounds of 15 clean and jerks, male, female pairs. So they're doing it in pairs, right? So I'm assuming that all four are going at the same. No,
here we got it.
Yes.
So first event.
Oh yeah, there it is. 50 and then 20 rounds and 20 synchro face bar facing burpees. So 15 clean and jerks, male, and it's synchro bar facing burpees, but the clean and jerks can be done 15. You can do it male.
Like you do I one, I do one, you do I one.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming that is.
We haven't looked at any of the details, so just make sure you're checking your details before you do this.
Don't listen to us right now.
Yeah.
The pair turn around and begin their clean and jerks with one male, one female working. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Both pairs must complete 15 clean and jerks. That's not a bad workout.
No, that would be fun.
95 pounds. Ooh, those are going to go fast.
Yeah,
it's like our grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a couple graces.
And 135. It's a couple graces.
Oh, that's going to be a long burner.
That's five fast. You got to go that's fast quick. On that.
Yeah. Those burpees are going to suck.
So your top teams are going to go, the one male is going to do 15, I would imagine. And then get into the synchro. I don't know. Maybe not. Because if you do 15.
You kind of want to break it up a little bit.
You want to break it up, right? Because of the 20 synchro, because you have to do the burpees together.
So you want to end it where you're finishing at the same time. Yeah. Same placement.
That one will be there. So execution, how you execute could determine who's gonna end up
in
the top of this thing. Yeah, that is a gasser, though. Five rounds. Yeah. So and everybody's doing 100 burpees. Yep. Everybody's doing 100 minutes. That's the gasser right there.
And I like that.
And then the second workout, 75 synchro dumbbell cleans and 50 box jump overs, male, female pairs. So that's, again, your
synchro
tag
dumbbell overhead.
Yeah. Synchro dumbbell overhead, shouldered overheads.
I don't know if I like that.
I know why you don't like it.
From a judging perspective,
yes, that's right. That's
right. You're looking at eight elbows.
Wait, is this one of the ones that require like five other judges?
Probably.
This is the big one.
Yeah. You have to have in that previous workout too. You have to have two floor judges. Yeah. You got to judge the. I know.
Again, I mean, it's great we're doing it at the affiliate. That's great, but some of these smaller affiliates, I just feel terrible.
I don't know. I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about that from the head judge and the floor judge. I mean. At the same time, it's not like we're competing or trying to get through the top 25%. So we're not requiring all of the affiliates in the world, essentially. It's just a very few that have an elite member or an elite athlete enough to move on to this level. So I think if anything, for that affiliate to have enough people to actually take this stuff real is going to help set the athlete up for when it does become an in-person environment where you absolutely have to hit those standards. Otherwise, somebody that you don't know is going to call you on it. So if anything, I think it's actually kind of good.
75 sinker dumbbell
cleans. It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
Tell me about the dumbbell cleans, Jamie. That's ground. That's ground. That's ground to
shoulder.
Yeah,
it's ground to, ground to shoulder. Okay, so basically, you're looking at another 75 clean and jerks.
Yeah.
After the 15 clean and jerks beforehand.
Oh. Show the over to the overhead. Yeah.
Yeah. No comment. Mm. It's dumbbells. It's different. But
elbows.
I know they tested these workouts, but all I'm thinking about is judging these things as an affiliate owner, and
And where does the thruster? Like, do you have to hit?
I would imagine it's going to be the top.
At the top.
I would imagine
it's the sinker. The sinker at the top.
Yeah. Mm. They used to have it where you had to hit the bottom at the same time, but it just opened up so many rooms for like interpretation.
This next one's gross.
Let me see.
This next one's gross. And by gross, I just mean it's hard.
This is gross.
Yeah, it's not a bad workout.
This is gross.
Your male female pairs, 100 wall ball shots, trading off, 100 toes to bar. Now the male female, the women are going to use a 14 pound ball, and they're going to are they using a 14? Yeah, they're using a 14 to a 10 foot target. Mm-hmm. So they're both going to 10 foot target, just different ball, which is fine. That's easy to judge, and then. And is the pairs alternating? Yes, each pair completes.
Like, it is. So like I would do 10. He would do 10.
So it's set up on that.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. No, it has to be because otherwise you'd be doing 200 wall balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then 100 toes bar, gross. 100 calorie row.
Gross.
Yeah.
Poor Kendra. You tall guys, you're like, oh, yeah, the row. I'm like, the toes bar. Yeah, no, not anymore. Yeah. Not from the each group.
Yeah. PTSD. And so they're going to, but you can trade off on the rower and then 100 toes to bars, 100 wall ball shots.
Like this would have been a good male, male, female, female pair. Cause then you could just,
well, yeah, especially for the far, rowing,
from,
right?
From an equipment perspective.
Mm. Right. Then yeah, move to the rowers and complete 100, move to the bars, complete 100 toes to bars, then move to the rowers, complete 100 calories, then move back. So
are you looking at this details?
Yeah, I was looking at the details.
How one pair goes and another pair goes, or is it they both go at the same time?
One athlete of each pair works at a time.
Okay. So you have two pairs going.
Yeah, two pairs going.
Okay.
Oh. The pairs may switch between the working athlete at any time.
Got it.
So this is probably one that needs more judges.
At least two judges.
Yeah. If a pair finishes ahead of the other, they cannot begin the next movement.
Oh, so it is waterfall-esque. Oh,
yeah. You can't begin the next movement until both pairs are finished.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay, I like the male-female pairing because that just opens up more room for like strategy as far as who goes with who.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then they move back to medicine ball. So it's and you're starting at the, Yeah, you move out to each item and then move back. Okay, I got it. Oof, that's just gonna tear up their. That's fatigue. That's gonna make it hard to come back the next day.
Talking about hips,
where they do where this is the controversial workout. This is the workout everyone's talking about.
Oh, the number four. Are we on a four?
Yeah, and I I love CrossFit. I love the CrossFit Games.
But why?
I'm good friends with Dave Castro. And Adrian Bosman.
Could have been a shit ton of double unders.
Could have been shuttle runs.
Let me go with a positive.
Although I don't like shuttle runs.
I would much rather run.
Let me just inject the positive. I appreciate the fact that they trust affiliate owners with measuring and accounting for the distance in their running tracks that they have. I would like to think that the track that I have set up for Diablo CrossFit is accurate.
Which one?
Yeah. Which starting point, Craig?
Which turnaround point?
We actually have in our gym. Like if you're in the back of the gym, you only have to go to this mark. But if you're in the front of the gym, you go to this mark because everybody's very particular. But if there's like six or seven rounds of like 400s.
And it's a long distance from the back of the gym, from the front of the gym.
It makes a difference. And so there is always some confusion. I used one of those rolling meters to one of those rolling things. And those are pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But then, people have used their GPS and said, your 1 mile run
and the GPS is
1.1 mile. Okay. That's the one thing but in their rules or in their frequently asked questions, they did clarify they want everybody to timestamp and measure. And you could measure in one of two ways, with a GPS device or with one of the rolling measurers. Now, the other question is everybody's rolling measurers, you know,
consistent with each other?
Consistent with each other. Is it going to make a difference? You know, is you know, 10 or 20 meters of difference going to make a difference in this workout for an 800 meter run three times?
It might for some teams.
What about the teams? So
just because, I mean, you're running a mile and a half, and if you got somebody that's just not a good runner,
cutting it short any little bit.
I mean, I'd hate to think that that's going to be the case, right. But it's open but for that.
Are they going to run? Is someone going to be running beside me like, hey, here, I'm going to run with you and look at, I touched the mark. Yeah. Or like where you were saying, is there going to be a judge out there that is going to say, yep, you touched the mark, turn around. Here,
I gather it's an honor system.
Here. So I spent some time on the phone with Zia Rohrbaugh that is CrossFit counterculture, but she's also a former Invictus athlete and good friends with the folks at Invictus. Invictus in San Diego is in downtown.
Right.
Oh,
I've been there. Shit. We have. Yeah. It's
literally. Oh shit. Because them streets.
Remember?
Them streets are not.
Jamie's oh been god. First of all, fuck.
It was parking was a little scary. Well,
here's the other thing. Like, it's not flat there.
Oh, true. You're right.
You go 200 meters and you're on a hill. You go 100 meters.
That's a really good point.
From 100 meters from Invictus, you're on a hill. And then the other thing is like they got street lights everywhere.
Yeah.
They are actually considering finding a track where they can go out and building a rig.
Oh, shit.
For pull-ups.
Well, you were telling me that you did a track workout. Yeah.
Remember the 2020 year when they had to go down to the five athletes to go to Aromas? They did one workout where they had a 400-meter run
on a track. And they made everybody go
out to
track.
Yeah, it was like track, kettlebell swings, and like burpees or something like
that. I love that.
And like that would have been a great idea, but it wouldn't have worked with 300 gymnastic movements.
Not everyone can build a rig.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everybody can build a rig. No. Not every track has a pull-up bar. And where is that pull-up bar?
Or what
located?
Track will even let you do?
Oh, true.
Let you build a rig.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about.
Now you're talking insurance stuff with whatever
place
you're doing.
Here's it's kind of a bummer. I mean, Invictus they'll figure out a way. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That's what Zia said to me, Harold, is that there's have traffic streets they have to cross.
Yeah. And homeless people to fight off.
They've got obstacles. They've got obstacles.
They do. And Invictus has a team that will qualify for the games.
Yeah.
And it's,
which is why they're going to build a rig on a track.
Well, and they'll figure out something, maybe find an affiliate owner, but that place is you got this year any gym that has a team that register can do these workouts. Mm. So you got all these teams that are going to struggle on this one.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some discrepancies. Now you do it again. They said you have to measure a timestamp. Just that in and of itself is a pain in the ass. And again, I applaud the fact that they trust the affiliate owners and want to bring this back to the affiliates to run this. And affiliates, and what they might be saying here is, affiliates need to, if you want to be the sport to be more in your affiliate and part of your affiliate, these are the things you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the two floor judges and a head judge. I thought that was a really good thing. It held our athletes accountable. Mm-hmm. We were all more thoughtful. But this was a reach, guys. And I hope it goes well. Here's what I was thinking. And I'm rambling. Just tell me to shut up. You got time? You're all right on time.
Yeah.
So here's the thing I was thinking about this. As Jamie said, how many double unders?
A lot.
Would this accomplish the same thing?
Think of it like the triple threes.
Yeah.
The 3 mile run, right, row.
So if we made it 200 double unders instead of an 800 meter run. So you're
maybe more than that. Like I would say 300-400, but you got to split it between your team.
Split it between your team, right?
Yeah. All right. Call it 400 each.
All right. So let's call it 100. The people that do that, or even if it's just a Rogue Echo bike.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a Rogue Echo bike. You put a Rogue Echo bike in there, whatever the equivalent distance is. I will tell you that the top 10 teams, maybe the top 20 teams in that workout
will be able to run just fine at the CrossFit Games. So if you want to test running, mm-hmm. doing the Rogue Echo bike or doing double unders, the top 10 teams that excel in that workout will probably be able to run pretty damn fast. For the other teams, it just doesn't fucking matter.
I mean,
it just doesn't matter.
I don't know. If you had Ian on that team, he could kill that bike. And I don't think he likes to, I mean, you know, devil's advocate, you know, I don't know, but I get what you're saying. Yes. The top teams. Absolutely.
I think they could. Know?
That's a good point.
I think they could have done this. I mean, I'm just thinking about it from the programming perspective, like the pull-up situation that could have been done with another pattern, like another monos, like double unders. But if they really wanted to test a run, they could have done the run with the dumbbell workout, with the dumbbell synchro thrusters, synchro clean and jerks, right? Like that would have been something that, you could easily take a few dumbbells to a track that's been measured and do it on the track. I don't know. Maybe that's a missed opportunity just to kind of eliminate the trust that they're putting out there.
That would have been cool.
That would have been great because then, I mean, that's easy enough to do.
That would eliminated half the discussion.
Yeah. No problem, because there's precedent to it. They've already done that.
Oh, Jamie with a brilliant solution.
Yeah. I just feel like this opens up so much can of worms. Yeah. Of like HQ, you know, they just keep getting, they're trying. And it's like, where it's like, we don't want to make a fool out of this.
No, it's like they're trolling us.
Yes.
Seriously?
What kind of drama can we start?
So this is like the whole government conspiracy thing. Maybe Castro and Bozeman are trying to generate revenue for Hiller and Savant.
I mean, they're giving them plenty of stuff to talk about.
Here's all the material. Have fun.
Secretly trying to generate revenue for these guys, these online pundits, to criticize so they can get more. Yeah, we might see some hairball stuff. But Jamie, that's actually it. That would have meant one, there's precedence. Two, you could test it and you can put the chest.
And what was the workout that had event two? What was the other pattern?
And Invictus building a rig.
That was with a box jump over. So that whole workout four time could have been an 800-meter run around the track. Could have done two times through 75 dumbbell synchro dumbbell cleans. That would have been a good workout.
All right. At J Lee at underscore PRs all day, or Jamie Lee at DiabloCrossFit.com. You can get a hold of him for next year's program. That's brilliant.
Happy to consult.
Yeah. Everybody would have been happy. But it will be interesting to see. And I, you know, look at the one thing about CrossFit is everybody finds a way. Yeah, the top teams, they're going to find a way. Invictus ain't running around the street stopping the stoplights. I can tell you that right now. Right. CJ's already probably building the fucking track somewhere.
Just why make it harder when it's already so stressful, right? Yeah. Like, they dig themselves in a hole. I feel like
extra obstacles.
It is. And we want it fun still, too.
Yeah, we do.
So, I mean.
Yep. So, all right, let's move on.
What's the last one?
Team front squat.
Oh, yeah, front squat.
Yeah.
There's the squatting.
Yeah. Well, there was a shit ton of thrusters in there. You didn't see that?
I'm like, phew.
And then it's the whole team goes, each team lifter completes three attempts. And it good. They go in order.
It's just a one rep max?
Yeah, one rep max for each athlete.
The rig or?
Yeah. From the rack.
I remember one year with the team event, the team series. It was an event. We had like 15 minutes or 17 minutes to do a 7 rep max front squat from the ground. God, that was so fun. That was actually fun because it's like you really want to make sure you get that 7th rep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that.
Ben and I were on that one. Oh, my God. That was some very close failures.
They have three attempts, but they can't go. Each athlete has to complete all three attempts before the next lifter goes. After the first lifter has completed three attempts, the next lifter begin their three attempts. The team may lift in any order. Each lifter must complete their three attempts before the working athlete changes.
So essentially, they each get 5 minutes to max out.
Yes.
If they wanted to allocate more time to a heavy, heavy lifter, then they just got to go quick.
Yeah, they can't mess around.
Interesting.
And they go in any order. But that's
Got to get on it.
Yeah.
So you, so this year, Kendra, you're not doing the NorCal. You're not, first of all, it's not
a loading table.
Yeah. So this is what I think. Hold on, let me
pull this up real quick.
Sorry. I think that's
right.
Oh, I got to change my screen.
What are you looking at?
So there's an interesting on the score sheet. There's a loading table that I think you have to go off of.
Yeah.
Is it on movement standards?
Share.
Oh, that's on. You got to get the PDF. Workout description. Workout scorecard. Right, you got it?
Yeah. Scorecard 5. Boom. So down at the bottom. Zoom in.
Oh, there's a loading table. Mm-hmm.
So those are the weights that you have to choose from.
Oh, I like that. You know why I like that?
Why?
Because it's a...
Right, so you don't get the 327 and a half.
So that's what it is. Okay.
Okay.
And look what they did here, too. I like this, too, is that they said... So 345 pounds equals 156 kilos. Mm. That's the other thing, too, is then, you know, people do the math on the kilos, and some people use kilos. So they basically said, okay, look.
Yep.
No funny business with all this stuff. One-pound plates, Freddie Camacho that did that to me. The, like, 215 equals, 98 kilos. That's it. You do 98 kilos, you're tied with the person that does 215 pounds. So athletes need to be cognizant of, how to load the bar. That's more thought.
Yeah, but it's a little more strategy involved.
Right. Yeah, a little more strategy. That's cool. I like that. I like that. And so Kendra's not doing, she qualified for the individual. She's not doing the, how come you're not doing the individual competition?
No, because I'm an adult and I have to work and I can't keep taking all this time off to do competitions.
Yeah.
Admittedly,
the age groups like that, for me, I was just judging and coming in here and it was exhausting.
Yeah.
But for Yvonne, it's like
to compete.
It's a routine, man. You get, you sleep and then you get up and you got to get here a certain time. You got to do mobility, stretch, ready.
It's all the stress too.
You got to make sure all the judges,
make sure everything else is going well. So you get to the gym on time.
Tape measures. And I actually appreciate that because it really makes this a serious competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it helps people that are, new to this that enter into this stage of competition to understand how fucking serious this sport is.
Yeah.
There's no messing around.
No.
Athletes, I remember in the quarterfinals, you'd say, hey, you have to turn away and face away from the wall. But yeah, everybody rolls their eyes. Well, that's dumb. No, come on, I'm going to do it. No. Everybody faces away because that way CrossFit knows across the board, no one's got a little bit of an unfair advantage. Like all of these things are important, but it is stressful for the athlete to have to go through that process. And the ones that do it well are the ones that end up rising to the top.
It's a lot of ups and downs emotionally. And,
gosh, right? The workouts you got to redo, thinking about that. How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Thinking about leaderboard stuff.
So having to do another one of those, I am absolutely with you 100%. I'm actually glad you're not doing it.
I told Jackson who qualified. I said, I will do them with you. I can test them out for you. I mean, I couldn't push them, but it's just helpful to have someone go with
you. Support. Yeah.
I told them, if he wanted, whatever he needed, I would be there. But yeah, the video part, it just takes kind of all the fun out of it sometimes, but I get the need for it, obviously. Right. But it just makes it a little bit more stressful. Yeah.
The NorCal Classic is coming up in the first weekend in June. You're not doing that?
I'm not. So they moved it to a sanctional, so qualifying event. So they moved it up. And so,
3 months ahead of time.
Yeah. Which is wild. Right. Yeah. So, we had a vacation planned and so I'm going to be relaxing in Hawaii instead of
getting
maybe
burns
on my hands last year.
Oh yeah.
That's rough. PTSD from that too.
this was a good, again, you've made progress year over year for probably the last 8 years or at least the last seven that since you've been here. How do you think about next year? Is that in your thoughts as to what you're going to do next year, or are you just going to take it you know, yeah, day by day.
Jackson and I had like a nice walk. We just kind of was like, well, what do you want to do now? Mm-hmm. And you know, just trying to think of, did I want to do, you know, more, you know, local comps? Yeah, outside comps, Wadapalooza, Legends, you know, what if we just want to enjoy kind of the season now and focus on next season. So I think right now the focus is just on next season. And, you know, I'll be, you know, what, 37 then. So I'll be kind of in that awkward, you know, yep, in the middle.
End of your age group, right?
Yeah. So it won't be like, you know, top of the board, but I mean, just keeping focusing on those, mm-hmm, you know, weaknesses that, you know, I'm having. And it kind of actually takes the pressure off a little bit, not having anything impending. Yeah. You know, you just get anxiety. From
Yvonne's experience too.
Yeah.
Same thing. When she gets to end of her age group, she's relaxed a little bit because she knows it's going to be way harder.
Yeah.
She, you know, she didn't make it this year, but she wasn't really expecting it. Would have been a nice surprise for her,
right?
Do you think about things like this, because this is, you know, a lot of CrossFitters do, especially age group competitors, do you think about when you turn 40?
I mean, I haven't even
you got a few years before that.
Yeah, a few years. And
I know,
and I think my focus is like, you know, staying healthy. Yeah. I think that's the key thing, is what I'm noticing.
For Masters.
It's just who can be healthiest the longest. Yeah. And so, I mean, I go to Mike Hinderman all the time, my chiropractor, to just get body work and just staying, you know,
stay healthy.
Yeah. It's so hard though. I mean, you have that self-doubt because like 40 seems like, I mean, they're still going to be amazing people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
still there. So it's just kind of like
everybody you've been competing against now will be there.
That's my thing. And everyone keeps getting better and better. We were saying, you know, 125 was the top woman snatch, like, mm-hmm, that you had to hit. Well, then it went to 135.
Yeah.
Well, now it's 145. And next year is going to be, you know, 155. And you just keep, you know, building.
It really is remarkable how it continues to go up.
Yeah. So 40, who knows? I mean, hopefully by 40, I'm still healthy and I'm still loving this and, you know, not burnt out. And I mean, you know, we take rest days and, you know, Jackson tells me to.
Even the fact that you said you're just going to enjoy the rest of the season.
Yeah.
You know, those are the kind of things that's going to keep you from getting burnt out.
Yeah.
Right. Not trying to pack your schedule to like, what's the next comp? What's the next comp?
Right.
It's good for you.
Right. Trying to talk Cynthia into doing a local competition.
Yeah.
And get her back in there and
team competitions are fun.
Yeah,
we have the community cup coming up in June. That should be a lot of fun.
Are you doing the community cup?
I am. I'll be coming back from Hawaii and fluffy and ready just to.
That'll be good.
Awesome. I'm excited for you. It'll just be another time to like, all right, vacation's over. Let's just move our body a little bit. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see.
Yeah, we're competing against people in our own level.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
And I want to see the community again, our members, mm-hmm, work out again too. I mean, I was talking to Hannah the other day and it was just like telling me how great her wall walks had become.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, last time I saw you were struggling so much. And now she was doing them, you know, repping them out. And I always like seeing that because I don't always get to see, you know, people, you know, hitting PRs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you elite athletes train off by yourself over at
we're
the open
stuck
gym.
Up snobs in the open gym in everyone's way.
I will tell you that this group of RX Plus athletes are I don't, you know what, I don't want to take anyone from the athletes we had in the past, but this group of athletes is very, very plugged in and part of this community.
Yeah.
It's a really a nice thing to see. Yeah.
We have a great group. I mean, we're all very close. I mean, again, it's family, you know, and you have the accountability like, hey, where were you? I didn't see you, you know, or, you know, you can cry to them and, you know, it's just, it's a family, you know, Kareem, Martine, you know, everyone, George, everyone. It's just exciting.
Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me. When you asked me, I said, are you sure?
No, this is the kind of stuff we like to do. Yeah. You know, we want interesting people from our community to tell their story. I think a lot of people want to know about you.
Yeah.
And a number of people came up to me and said they were looking forward to hearing this podcast. So that's cool.
Awesome.
Anything else? On, guys.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Yeah, this is super fun.
Very cool. Thanks, Kendra.
Thanks.
Till next time.